Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help. And now, we turn it over to your host, Sarah Dokowitz.
Hello and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. Whether you're part of an organization that is upgrading its ERP system, implementing new CRM or HCM software, or considering any other enterprise technologies, this is a show for you to learn everything you need to know to make your digital transformation successful. My name is Sarah Dokowitz, and I am your host. And thank you so much for joining us today. Now, when embarking on a digital transformation, organizations have tons of options available in the market. There are plenty of ERP, CRM, and other types of ERP systems out there, ranging from commonly known systems offered by SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft, as well as dozens, if not hundreds, of lesser known but very viable options. Finding the technology that is right for your organization can be really overwhelming. So today we're going to dive into some of the leading enterprise technologies in the market today. And joining me for today's discussion is Eric Kimbling, who is the founder and CEO of Third Stage Consulting Group. Eric, thank you so much for joining us.
Sarah, thanks for having me.
Of course. So before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I started my career in the late 90s as a ERP consultant doing change management type stuff for big organizations that were implementing usually either SAP or Oracle, and have been doing this now for over 20 years, not just for SAP and Oracle, but also Microsoft Dynamics and a bunch of other ERP and enterprise software technologies.
Awesome, awesome. And what exactly does Third Stage Consulting do?
Sure. So Third Stage is an independent consulting firm that helps clients with their digital transformation. So we help clients select and implement ERP and CRM, HCM, and other types of enterprise technologies.
Amazing. Now, Third Stage frequently posts independent rankings and comparisons of different digital transformation technologies in the market today. And how do you typically rank and compare different systems out there?
Sure. So first of all, it's important to note that Third Stage is independent. Like I mentioned, we're technology agnostic. We're not affiliated with software vendors. So whenever we do these rankings or comparisons, we're looking at not just our own experience implementing these solutions, as far as where we've seen them work, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. But we also look at the average implementation cost, the average implementation duration for these sorts of systems. And we really look at a broad set of criteria that's meant to analyze and compare how these different systems compare to one another.
Okay, awesome. So when you look at ERP vendors in general, like what are some of the most significant observations that you have?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that there's just a lot of options out there in the marketplace. I mean, especially if you're a mid-market company, you have the usual suspects or the usual vendors, like you mentioned, SAP and Oracle and Microsoft. But a lot of people don't realize that there's all these other options out there that are just as good, in some cases, maybe even better than the better known systems out there. So that's probably the biggest takeaway or the biggest lesson is that there's just so many good options out there. And having just an unbiased view and an objective view of what options there are and which ones might be best fits for your organization is something that a lot of organizations can benefit from.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love that. And now you were saying how Third Stage has its independent rankings of ERP systems across a variety of industries and company sizes. But what about the ERP systems for small to mid-sized businesses? Are there any other findings that are specific to them as well?
Yeah. So when you look at the broader rankings of comparisons of different ERP systems in the market that we put out there, you're going to see a lot of the names that we've talked about already, a lot of the common known names and maybe some lesser known names as well. But for the most part, people have heard of those vendors. But when you start looking at the small and mid-market and the options that are best fits specifically for small and mid-market companies, you find that there's a different set of vendors that are particularly good in that space. So for example, companies like Oracle NetSuite, that's a common system that's used by the small and mid market. Microsoft Dynamics has a product called Business Central that focuses on small and mid-sized companies. And then there's within different sub verticals, like manufacturing has certain systems that focus on manufacturing, like Infor and Epicor as two examples. So if you're a small and mid-sized company that does manufacturing, that's going to lead you to a different short list or a different set of vendors that you might want to consider. If you're in healthcare or consumer products or industrial products or some sort of services, financial services, all those different, you know, industry verticals are going to have different vendors that are better tailored for those organizations. So that's probably the biggest takeaway for the small and mid market is just a ton of options out there.
Now that tells us a lot about the ERP systems, but what about the CRM system? So how is that different from ERP and what are some of the leading systems out there?
Sure. It's a great question. And first of all, it's helpful to define what CRM is. It's customer relationship management. So it's essentially software that focuses on sales teams and customer service teams, people that touch your customers and your potential customers. And a lot of the ERP vendors that we've talked about so far in this discussion have CRM modules or offerings. So you could either go find an ERP system that does all sorts of stuff, including CRM, or you could go find a standalone CRM system that specializes just in CRM. And if you do the latter and you look for just a specific CRM system, there's a lot of systems out there, like Salesforce is probably the leading or the best known CRM only type system. There's also, you know, ServiceNow is another example of a customer service type of automation software. And then amongst the ERP vendors, vendors like Microsoft Dynamics tend to have very strong CRM offerings and capabilities. And it's important to note, though, that even though most ERP systems have a CRM offering, typically, and this is just very generally speaking, the CRM vendors are going to be able to do CRM better than an ERP vendor who's trying to do, you know, basically be everything to everyone. So it comes down to the trade-off of do you want a system that's kind of a standalone system that does CRM really, really well, but you've got to integrate it now to other systems like your ERP, or are you willing to compromise on that and then have a single ERP system that can do everything? And that's the big trade-off or the million-dollar question that a lot of organizations struggle with when they're navigating some of these different options.
Got it. So it's kind of like having a little bit more of an efficient system versus having to interconnect other ones within each other kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's no perfect answer, no right answer, no easy answer. It's just a matter of what your priorities are and what's more important to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Love that. So you're basically obviously saying that the companies just have a lot of options to choose from. We'll be right back with more from Digital Stratosphere podcast.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the US, Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
So just before the break, we were talking about ERP and CRM systems. Now, I want to shift gears a little bit here and talk about the HCM system. So what exactly are HCM systems and what are you seeing in the industry?
Sure. So HCM is human capital management. So that's essentially HR technology that helps HR departments hire and recruit and train and performance manage employees. It also is a type of software that will help with payroll and benefits and employees self-serve if they want to take time off or if they need to see their employee files or have access to reviews and things like that. That's all handled by HCM technology. And HCM technology used to be kind of an afterthought for a lot of companies. They would just kind of slap in technology there and focus more on their financials and their inventory management, some of the other parts of the business. But HCM now is becoming really a big differentiator and a big competitive advantage for a lot of organizations, especially ones that are labor intensive or just rely on human capital more than most. And when you look at the landscape, there's a lot of HCM standalone systems, much like we were just talking about before the break with CRM, where there's HCM vendors that specialize in HCM. So you have Kronos and UltiPro and SuccessFactors. Workday is one of the more commonly known ones. And I mentioned SuccessFactors. SAP actually recently bought SuccessFactors. So even SAP recognizes how important HCM is to organizations in the future. So those are a few of the leading systems out there. And again, just like is the case with CRM, you could also look to ERP systems to provide an HCM module or an HCM capability that might give you the basics of what you need. But for a lot of organizations that really want to go deep or they have complex HR processes, a lot of times they find that a standalone HCM system is more beneficial. But again, just like with the CRM discussion, you have that trade-off of, do we want one system that does everything, including HCM, or do we want to buy the software that does HCM the best and then figure out how to tie it back to our other systems? And that's a big question that companies always ask.
Yep, the $1 million question. I love that. And how do you think that the leading HCM systems kind of compare to one another? Is there like one that's a little bit more leading than another?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, the ones I mentioned before, like Workday is a very, I don't want to say it's up and coming because it's a newer and a more up and coming system, but it's very well established, big installation base. A lot of different customers use it, pretty well-known product. And I would consider one of the better HCM systems out there, just as far as the breadth of capabilities and the ability to do all things HR related. SuccessFactors is another good solution. UltiPro is another one. Kronos has their own offering. So those are just a few of the biggest names in the HCM space. But then, like I said, you've also got the HCM modules from other providers. Quite frankly, though, ERP systems generally are pretty weak on the HCM side, which is why, like I mentioned before, SAP went out and acquired SuccessFactors because they didn't really have the breadth or scope of capabilities that the SuccessFactors had. So they went out and bought them. So those are just a few of the different options out there.
Okay, amazing. And so basically with all of these choices in the market, like what are some of the ways that evaluation teams can find the best systems for their organizations?
Well, the first is to work with the business and the different business stakeholders within your company, the different business process owners, to define what your current and future state business processes are going to be. So starting with where you are today, what's working, what's not working, what could be done better. And then more importantly, evolving those discussions into what do we want this to look like in the future? What do we want our processes and business requirements to be? And then from there, you know, finding the technology that can best fit. So I'd say starting with your requirements is the most important. The second thing or the second step in that important sequence of events is to get an objective view or a technology agnostic perspective on what systems out there might best fit your needs.
Yeah, perfect. That makes total sense. And what about some of like the pitfalls that we should be aware of when evaluating and selecting potential digital transformation technologies? Is there something that you can think of?
Sure. So, you know, the big thing that I would say, the first thing that comes to mind is to make sure that you're not getting a biased view or just a sales rep's view of whether or not a technology is the right fit for your organization. A lot of times if you send out a request for a proposal, for example, and you list out all your business requirements, a lot of times what ends up coming back from the vendor is, yes, you know, we can check off all those things on your list that, yes, our technology can do that. And it's usually not a matter of can the technology do it, but it's how well can the technology handle certain needs. So really getting that unbiased perspective can be very important, because otherwise you're just going to get, you know, the yeses that you want to hear when you're evaluating different systems out there. So that's one thing too, is to get that unbiased view. And then also just have a realistic view realistic expectations for what this is going to take in terms of what the real cost is going to be, the real time to invest in implementing whatever technology you might select, because that can set you up for success later or lead to problems later if you don't have realistic expectations.
Yeah, totally. And I think also, I mean, I don't know if a lot of people are into like doing their own research, but I find like when you kind of can get self-educated on the topic, even just like a little bit, then you can kind of feel out whether or not, say, like that sales rep is literally just trying to make that sale, or if like they really know what they're talking about, if they really want to help you, which I think goes for like almost every industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like that's how I am personally. Like I like to really try and like learn the basic foundation of something before I get into anything and then go ahead and make my decision. So yeah, I mean, that does sound like a lot to think about, but I don't think it's impossible. And I just wanted to see if there were any other kind of closing thoughts or advice that you would want to leave the audience and the listeners with today.
No, I think the big thing is just to let your business drive your technological needs and not focus too much on the cool bells and whistles of the technology. I mean, that stuff is cool and you'll get a lot of ideas on how new technology capabilities can make your business better. But what's more important than those technological capabilities is your business and what your business needs are and what your business priorities are and what you're trying to be when you grow up as an organization. Let that drive your evaluation rather than just getting too caught up in the technology. So that's probably the biggest advice I could give to a company that's about to embark on a software evaluation. And I guess the other part would be just to be unbiased and to get an unbiased third party perspective on what systems might be the best fit for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great advice. So thank you so much, Eric. Really appreciate all of that. Now, if our listeners want to learn some more, so what are some kind of resources that you might suggest for them as they evaluate their potential digital transformations?
Sure. So I'd say the best thing you can do is if you go to our website, we have a download of a 2020 digital transformation and ERP report. And it's a annual report we put out every year that just gives you kind of the state of the industry. It provides an objective view of different software options out there in the marketplace, some of the best practices from clients that have implemented these solutions. And it's a great download. It's a good guide for people that are about to start on a transformation. So you can download that report by going to our website at thirdstage-consulting.com. And I think that's a good place to start, as well as our YouTube channels as well.
Awesome. So like a free little PDF guide for them.
Yep, absolutely.
Love that. Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for being here today. We're out of time for now, but I can't wait to hear more from you and your company and for just being here with us today. So thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Awesome. And thank you all for listening. Again, my name is Sarah Dukovich, and we will see you next time in our next episode of the Digital Stratosphere Podcast.
Contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.